He realized that God had mercy on him because he was ignorant and lacked knowledge. 1 Timothy 1:13. Even though Saul did many wrong things, God, in his mercy, chose to visit him in an amazing way. According to Acts 9:1-2, while Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, he requested permission from the high priest to travel to Damascus, hoping to capture and jail more believers in Christ. Something shocking and wonderful happened during his trip. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. Acts 9:3-5. After this encounter, Saul became known as Paul. One of the lessons of Paul's miraculous conversion is that if God's grace can transform a persecutor of Christians into one of Christianity's greatest heroes, he can do anything for anybody. No matter what you need in your life, God can bring it to pass. Paul's experience on the road to Damascus changed him completely, from a persecutor of Christians to a powerful minister of the gospel and writer of New Testament letters that have shaped Christian theology for centuries. Paul was forgiven and so transformed that after his personal encounter with Jesus, he forever turned his back on his old life and began pouring all of his passion and energy into helping others know Jesus and live victorious Christian lives. One of the hallmarks of Paul's life and writings is his unbounded joy. In fact, he has been called the Apostle of Joy. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, and a quality that can range from extreme hilarity to calm delight. Because the Holy Spirit lives in us as believers, we can have and demonstrate joy in every circumstance we face. Anyone can be joyful when they have everything they want or when everything is going their way, but it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to remain steadfastly joyful in our hearts when we face difficulties or disappointments. Joy helps us enjoy life's happy seasons and gives us strength to persevere in faith and trust through hard times. According to Nehemiah 8:10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The more joyful you are, the stronger you will be. Just as God met Paul on a journey and transformed him into a man of joy, I pray that God will meet you on the journey you will take through Paul's writings over the next 50 days as you gain strength to be joyful in every circumstance. These passages have changed my life, helped me mature in Christ, and taught me to find joy in each day, no matter what it may hold. I believe that they will do the same for you as you meditate on them and apply them to your life. I am praying for you that as you listen to this audiobook, God will use it to draw you into the joy that comes with a deeper, more intimate, and more powerful relationship with Him. Chapter 1. Grace and peace lead to joy. Galatians 1:3-5. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Paul frequently opens his letters with "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." These words are not simply a salutation, but a beautiful and powerful blessing. This greeting was much more beneficial to the hearer than most of our greetings might be today. We may greet a person with "hello" or "hi," but in saying "grace and peace to you," Paul expresses his heartfelt wish for his readers to experience the power of